Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC, and here we go. Let's get right into it. On Friday, I told you, I had a theory about what was going on with some funny news stories that were coming out of the, well, that were drip, drip, dribbling out of the White House. One in particular being the story about the 100,000 National Guard troops that were going to be summoned and sent out to collect immigrants, round up immigrants across the country for deportation. And because the story was so quickly refuted and so unequivocally refuted and rejected by the White House, I thought it started to scratch my head. I thought, you know, this is something that potentially meant that the White House was sending out dribbles of information that were totally untrue to different sources, to different people inside the White House, different departments, to try to find out where the leak was coming from. Because that's the topic right now. Everybody's talking about these White House leaks. It's an enormous distraction. I think a really distracting headwind for the administration. And what I said was, and I'm just reading from the transcript here, you know what's going on. See, while CNN's too busy calling Trump an idiot and a buffoon, Trump is working on how to find his mole. And he's doing it by taking some BS nonsense story about how he's going to use the military to round up illegals, gives it to a handful of people to work on narrowing down where the leak is. And it's frickin' brilliant. That's what I said on Friday. Now, sources from the White House now say that at least one leaker has been detected. And the name that is circulating around is Katie Walsh. Now, who is she? She is the deputy chief of staff. Very important position. She is someone who came up, rose through the ranks in Republican Party politics. She's an inside the beltway person, okay? Worked for Rance Priebus at the RNC, and Priebus brought her over into the Trump White House. She is an absolute 100% die in the wool, never Trumper. Remember those people? Bill Kristol? You know, who else? We had George Will, right? All the people in National Review. National Review came out of, you know, all these conservatives, right? They came out with a whole edition dedicated to No Way, No How, No Trump. Became a trending hashtag, Never Trump, but among Republicans. Because we know Trump wasn't just someone who they opposed for the reasons that they said, that he was brash and that he was, that he was uncouth and that he was unstable and all the things that they wrote about. It wasn't that as much as it was that the idea of a political outsider ascending to the presidency without having to go through the same process and go rise through the ranks and work their way up and kiss all the babies and eat all the chicken dinners and go to all the fundraisers. I mean, it's got to be galling for career politicians to suddenly have a president come along out of the blue, not having risen through the ranks. And because of that, potentially challenging their very existence. And I'll explain that in a bit in greater detail. But this is all only important so as to understand who some of these people are in the Trump White House, because somehow I think we picture Trump comes in and he brings in all of his own people, but it's not what happened. You realize that in order to drain the swamp, in order to deal with Congress, in order to get legislation passed, you need to have people on board that know how to deal with Congress, how to communicate with Congress, how to get Congress to do what you need them to do. And of course, critical to that is getting people that are insiders. And Rance Priebus was one of those insiders. And the problem is whether Rance probably a good guy, but he brings with him his insiders. So now all of a sudden you got insiders of insiders. And these people, many, they, I think this is where it's going to come down to. It's going to not, the leaks are not coming from Trump's campaign staff that is transitioned into West Wing positions. The leaks are going to be inside the Beltway. It's, they're blaming Democrats, but they're going to be, a lot of them are going to be inside the Beltway Republicans. And I have been saying this for months now. It's months, right? I realize that the risk to Trump is more significant from the right side of the aisle, from the Republican side of the aisle, much less so than from the Democrats. And so when you look at this Katie Walsh, now I'll tell you why I, my words on Friday were so prophetic. Because here is what one of the sources is saying. And I quote, "The president and his allies have been deliberately feeding her fake information in order to find out her network. It's been going very well." That's it. And it's, by the way, it's common sense. It's exactly what you would do if you want to trace back where something's coming from. You you just get, you know, you got to get, you've got to get, you've got to feed. It's like finding a leak in a pipe. You've got to send in some, you know, different colored water and different pipes, see where it's coming from. It's going to trace back to the source. So now, who is she? This is what's, this is where the story gets interesting, because I want, you want to know, okay, so who is the person? And it's exactly like I described. You know, there's she's got a history with Rance Priebus. She attended George Washington University, which is funny to the extent I always talk about these elite schools, you know, these not just Ivy League schools, but these Beltway schools. And I've talked about George Washington University before. It's where a lot of young aspiring politicians go, and they take political science classes and they fill their heads full of useless mumbo jumbo. And they get enthralled by the idea of power. Maybe they work on Capitol Hill, which interestingly, in high school, this gal worked for John Ashcroft, who was the attorney general under George Bush. And then, as a matter of fact, in 2008, she worked on the presidential campaign for none other than John McCain. And here is, I think, where the whole story comes together. Because I've wanted to address the McCain issue for many days now, even a few weeks, and just not enough time to get to every point. But I am telling you, as this story develops, and by the way, this is not a story you're hearing many other places. Okay, I mean, none of the major networks have picked it up. They probably won't touch it. In many cases, this gal is their source for the information that they're printing, so they're not going to mention her by name. They're not going to out their source. They're not going to report on their own sources, right? They're part of the story. But I think this is all going to go, my gut is that this is going to go back to McCain and not to Rance Priebus. And I'm going to explain why. From day one, hell, before even Trump was elected, right, during the campaign. Remember that little tiff that he had with McCain? Well, McCain, God, who said this guy's unstable. He said something, some crack. And what does Trump do? You punch Trump, he punches you back twice as hard. And he called McCain a loser. And he said that, you know, we prefer, you know, it's great that he's a POW. But we prefer the guys that don't get captured. Remember that? Now, for McCain, those comments stung. Make no mistake about it. But also, you've got to understand that beyond it just being the insult that hurt, Trump represents everything to McCain that he is not. First of all, when Trump won the election, don't forget, McCain ran for president and lost. He didn't just lose, by the way. He lost spectacularly. He was a terrible candidate. You were there. You remember. He sucked. There's no other way around it. I voted for him. It was really difficult for me. I remember this. I was in the ballot box, and it was so difficult to actually vote for him while I was holding my nose. I mean, it was terrible. And the campaign, okay, and remember, he gave us Sarah Palin. I mean, for Pete's sake. But McCain is an insider. He's been in the Senate nearly his entire life. And he's a hack. And people forget about the Keating Five. I mean, this guy's drenched in scandal. Took, you know, what, $1.3 million from Michael Keating, the savings and loan guy based here in Orange County, of all places. And then with that money, he and other senators, what did they do? Well, they told regulators that began looking into the savings and loan scandal to back off. Don't investigate this guy. He's a good guy. And the regulators backed off. And what ensued was one of the worst banking crises we've had since the Great Depression. But of course, this is something that people conveniently forget. And now you have the media, and to a broader point, you've got media who is both on the left and on the right that is fawning over McCain, and especially on the left. And you have CNN, and you've got MSNBC and the New York Times, and they're fawning over McCain, and McCain is loving it. And I'll tell you, you start to get a sense for it. You know, well, this is the sense I'm getting with McCain is that he is one, really doesn't like Trump at all. But two, this guy actually wishes he was the president. You see, today he went to Syria, flies to Syria to meet with the military, to look at military options. Now, ostensibly, he's doing this as the head of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate. But even the Wall Street Journal is calling it a highly unusual trip. And he's doing it because he wants to present himself as the alternative to Trump. Now, nobody wants McCain. Nobody's interested in McCain. But he's senile, and he thinks that he is, and he wants to be relevant, and he desperately wants to insert himself into this. But in so doing, and this is the part that's so baffling, you've got a president that was elected. Millions and millions and millions of Americans voted for him. He killed it in the Electoral College. No mistake about it. And since he came into office, by the way, all these never Trumpers, the never Trump conservatives, what was one of the allegations that they threw at Trump? Well, if you recall, it was mostly that he's not going to be a real conservative. He's going to flip-flop, that he's going to get in there, and he's going to end up becoming a liberal. He's going to take the party down with him. I mean, Bill Kristol from Weekly Standard, I mean, he actually said at one point, I'd rather have Hillary Clinton in there because at least I know what I'm going to get. But since he got elected, what has Trump done? I mean, his agenda is 95% gold standard conservative. From the Supreme Court nomination to immigration to tax policy to health care. And these Republicans won't get behind him. And what does it tell me when I've got these institutional people, when I'm looking at these people who are inside the Beltway, that are entrenched in the system, and they've got a president who, by the way, gave them not just the presidency, the White House in their own party, but led them to a victory in both houses of Congress. I mean, they should be sitting there saying, we won, we're doing this, let's go. And yet they're obstructing Trump's agenda, the very agenda that they purport to support themselves. And they're doing it because their ideology, what they believe, what they talk about, comes second to their own career aspirations, to their own personal gain, to their own political power. You and I, as the voters, the American people, you know, we're the little guys that are working and paying our taxes. Where do we fall in all of this? I'll tell you, dead last. And it's because you've got guys like this, and they're Republicans, they're Democrats, and everything in between that care more about what office they have, what fancy dinners they can go to, how many New York Times columnists can fawn over them, and what kind of personal gain they can get, what kind of campaign contributions they can amass, so they can just run again and rinse and repeat another term of power and prestige. It's sick. And if there's nothing else to Trump's legacy, it's exposing, it's shining a light on these lowlifes in Congress. And by the way, the irony in all of this is that Trump will end up running against Republicans and Democrats when it comes time to for re-election. And Trump, where it's headed now, is headed for a Trump landslide in 4 years. The Republicans think that they're going to somehow make all their prophecies come true of a Trump failure by throwing sticks under his feet and getting him to trip up. But it's only going to come back and hurt him. You mark my words. All right. And speaking of McCain, he got busted the other day. Got pranked, and we've got the audio. I'm going to play a couple bits of this for you. It's hilarious. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
So we got this McCain, John McCain, causing all sorts of problems and headaches for President Trump. And of course, now McCain has a little bit of a headache of his own, which is that two Russian pranksters gave him a phone call. They're called Lexus and Vovon, a Russian comedy duo. And they posed as the Prime Minister of Ukraine, Vladimir Groysman. And now in this phone call, they've got McCain completely convinced that he's talking to the Prime Minister himself. And So now since McCain has no problem leaking and talking about Trump's phone calls that he's having with world leaders, now the tables have basically turned, and now we get to hear what McCain sounds like talking to foreign leaders. Now remember this. Foreign policy in the United States is set by the executive branch. Now, you got all these people out there freaking out about the constitutionality of Trump's executive order, including many Republicans, including John McCain. So you would think that these people would have a very clear idea of what the Constitution allows and what it doesn't. Now, the president is supposed to set foreign policy. And it's not unusual for senators to once in a while poke their heads into areas of foreign policy and pretend that they are in charge. But I think when I play this clip for you, I want you to listen. I mean, McCain is really meddling in some stuff, and he's articulating what our positions are. And I'm actually in some senses worried that some of what he's saying might have even been based on classified information. For example, what we're going to be doing with sanctions. So here's. He gets asked about the sanctions, about Russia's sanctions, because the Ukraine is obviously very concerned. He knows the Ukraine and Russia are locked in quite a battle, and the Ukraine is invested in us taking their side against Russia. So here's a snippet from the call.
I just want to ask you about new sanctions. You wanna make sanctions against Putin or his advisors or against companies?
I think it's against advisors and companies that engage in these activities. But our first challenge is to make sure that the existing sanctions are not lifted.
Yeah, you worry that it could be?
I've been encouraged by the president's comments so far, but I was very worried because of the comments he made during the campaign about Putin.
Could you tell us the persons who could be in the list in sanctions?
No, we haven't gotten that far yet. Primarily, it was sanctions against their commercial activities and other banking and financial institutions. But I can get that to you.
Pause the tape for one second. Pause the tape. I just want to say something in here really quick that's so important. See, who draws that list? It's not Congress. This list of who potentially is on the sanctions list, this is an agenda that is set by the State Department. Ergo, the executive branch, the White House. How does Trump, how does McCain know what list of people are or are not on the sanctions? It seems to me like he has a, he was pretty definitive when he said, no, no, we have not drafted, but, da, da, da. And he starts talking about it. Where is he getting his information? Because right now, and I looked into this, you know, I looked to see if Congress had been briefed on some of these things, and they have not. Rex Tillerson has barely confirmed, what, two and a half weeks ago? So the State Department is still very much getting their bearings and figuring out what to do here. But he seems to know what is going on. Now, we're up against the clock. I will continue this when we come back because this is absolutely nothing short of shocking. All right, we got Dave Alpert with the news up next, and we'll be back after a brief timeout. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC.
Yeah, if you're going to drain the swamp, you've got to plug the leaks first. And that's that. Therein lies the problem. Okay, we're talking about McCain. And we're playing a clip from a, well, he's one of the leakers. That's the crazy thing. So now, and by the way, this is, again, not yet being fully discussed out there. And the reason for it is that McCain's become quite a media darling. Look, if you're the left-wing media and you want to continue to paint Trump as an out-of-touch, unhinged, ineffective loser of a president, you need people in that are Republicans to come and denounce him, to speak out. And this is now McCain's got an enormous following, right? Because he is the go-to Republican for when you need bad press on Trump. You talk to McCain, and plus he's leaking out all sorts of details. And in last segment, I went through part of the clip where he's talking to these pranksters in Russia who are pretending to be the Ukrainian prime minister. And they basically got McCain to share details of the sanctions program that ostensibly are private to the White House and to the State Department. I wonder how he got them. So he's out to do this. Now, I'll tell you, I told you McCain has had some scandal in the past. And you almost get the sense that maybe some of that scandal out there, that there's something to it. There's a part in the clip where the pranksters tell McCain that they're pretending, right? He's pretending to be the Ukrainian prime minister, saying that Ukrainian secret service people have intercepted communications from Moscow, wherein they believe that Moscow has dirt on McCain. And they actually get McCain to respond to it. Let's play the tape.
We have information that Putin is preparing a series of compromising material for the U.S. public that concerns you directly. They are planning to spread the information that during the you have been collaborating with the Russian secret services and that you have been recruited while in captivity in Vietnam. But it's and it will be soon published by Russia Today.
I will look forward to that. I thank you, Mr. Prime Minister, and I will look forward to them revealing how I was brainwashed by the by our North Vietnamese friends.
This is so creepy.
I thank you, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah, this is
and,
a good part.
I'd be very interested. Actually, I'd be very interested.
Tell me more.
And maybe you could ask your ambassador to tell me more about that information. I'd be very interested.
Ah! Now, look, I have kids, all right? And I have 65 or so employees at the office. So let me tell you, I know a little bit about the human condition. when you say to somebody, hey, I think that guy over there has some dirt on you, the guy that has no dirt to be had says, oh, yeah, well, that's cute. I can't wait to hear it, and moves on. The guy that has a guilty conscience says, huh, yeah, interesting to see what he says. And by the way, hey, when you have more time, do you think maybe you could, as soon as you know, would you please tell me what that dirt is? Because I'm really curious to hear what it is. Just saying. It sounds fishy, doesn't it? Well, anyway, so McCain, I'm telling you, this is going to develop. This is a story that was going to blow up. And McCain's positioned himself as the giant anti-Trumpist, as the leading voice on the Republican right. But it's all going to go no place fast. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Well, of all the absurd stories I have read, this one's near the top. Sam Rejofsky here. Okay, Jacksonville, Florida. All things, of course, strange happened in Florida. Apparently, someone left a gun out on their nightstand. And a dog jumped up and was able to fire the gun into his owner's leg. Well, this resulted in an article that was aptly titled, Dog Shoots Man. So listen, life out there, folks, I'm not going to lie, it's dangerous. Now you even have dogs shooting people. I don't know what's next, but you got to protect yourselves. I told you many times that Attorney James Bergner, sweet James, that he'll help you in case of a dog bite, for example. But if your dog shoots you, or worse yet, you know, if your neighbor's dog shoots you, I'm pretty sure Sweet James can take care of you as well. Look, don't deal with the dog. You know, you don't want any part of that. You'll just catch fleas, okay? Or worse, a bullet. Just call Sweet James and have him get to the bottom of it. ASAP. All right, the phone number. You know it now by heart, don't you? 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Call the guy we trust, or, hey, visit the website, sweetjames.com. Okie dokie, Sam Rejofsky here, Sam Nation. We have, we're just having a little fun here with McCain. And, this is what I was saying earlier. So McCain is out there criticizing Trump at every turn. He now seems to be maybe one of the leakers of the information coming out of the White House, or at least somebody inside the White House is leaking the information to him, because he seems to have advanced notice of things even before it hits the media. And I will tell you a funny thing here, and this is what I was mentioning earlier. When you consider what Trump is doing, like just take one policy of his, for example, which is reducing regulation and government waste. You remember one of his executive orders detailed prescribed that for every new federal regulation, two would have to be stricken. Remember that? And then I just read today that General Mattis, who is now a Secretary of Defense, has ordered a top-to-bottom review of wasteful spending at the DOD. Now, this is the Department of Defense that is known for such beauties as the $75,000 hammer. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. It is maybe one of the most wasteful agencies that we have. And for years, politicians have come in, have come out, have gone by, have passed through. And more money, more of your tax dollars has been wasted there than anywhere. And so what is it? Finally, we got somebody, and I don't care what you want to call him. Okay, he's not a conservative. Okay, he's a little nuts. Okay, he's, you know, he's orange. I read somewhere, Orange Jesus is the new Black Jesus. I mean, look, I don't care. I don't care who he is. I like what he's doing. And these Republicans that have for years been beating the drum about wasteful government and all this, meanwhile, they're living the life of Riley in the gilded beltway of our nation's capital, drinking swilling fine wine, caviar, you know, and expensive hors d'oeuvres at their frilly parties. You think they care about you, huh? Well, that's only what they say in their campaign videos. They really, look, these Beltway people have always been all about one group of money, and it's the party donors. And everybody in that, from top to bottom over there, they're mad as hell that Trump did this without the big money. He did it without the big donors. And all of these people who are used to, who have been used to, for years to call the shots, are now left out in the cold. And they're not taking it lightly. Trump is going to have to beat them all into submission. And all he has to do is succeed. And this agenda, these things that he's doing, will succeed. He just can't lose his resolve. All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rogowski here. Let's see. Wow, I can't believe it's Wednesday already. Where is this week going? We'll be off tomorrow and then back on Friday. Where this week just is almost up in smoke. I'll tell you. So it's not all Republicans, okay? Not all Republicans are anti-Trump, and it's interesting. It'll be. This is where certain people, if they keep their heads cool, will benefit from a Trump agenda. And it's going to ultimately come down to who ideologically supported things like smaller government and reduced waste and a more restrictive immigration policy. And one of those people that comes to mind, of course, is Rand Paul, who is more of a libertarian member of Congress and a senator. You know him well because he's got the crazy mop of curly hair. His dad was is a perennial presidential candidate from yesteryear. And Rand Paul was pressed on ABC News to address the crazy things that McCain was saying about Trump. And Rand Paul shot the ABC News reporter right down. I mean, almost as badly as that dog shot his owner. Let me play the tape here.
Everything that he says about the president is colored by his own personal dispute he's got running with President Trump, and it should be taken with a grain of salt because John McCain's the guy that's advocated for war everywhere. He would bankrupt the nation, and actually we're very lucky John McCain's not in charge because I think we'd be in perpetual war.
It's not the answer that they wanted, of course, because ABC was going to Rand and wanted him to heap on and pile on the anti-Trump bandwagon. But here you go. It's absolutely true. And that's what these things are. Look, what Trump wants to do is engage other countries selectively and not just begin with, you know, beating the war drums and using aggressive rhetoric when it's not necessary. And it's reasonable. And that doesn't make him a Putin lover. Jeez. All right. Well, hoping that Putin drops that trash on McCain so that we have it by Friday's show. Whatever it is, I'll have it here live Friday, 7 p.m. See you then. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop chop, it says I'm gonna win big. Choose not to life of imitation. Distant us into the reservation.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.